Michael Henderson and Orlando Macklin both face up to 5 years in prison because they voted in the 2008 election while they were still on probation. Their lawyer, public defender Michael Kaczynski, claims the state felon disenfranchisement law violates the Federal Voting Rights Act because it discriminates against African Americans, who statistics show are more likely to be convicted of felonies than whites are. Kaczynski says he's pleased the challenge got the green light to move forward, but he says it may be difficult to win the case because of a recent federal court ruling in Washington State known as Farrakhan,
which said essentially the Voting Rights Act does apply, but rather than disproportionate or disparate impact, you have to show intentional discrimination.
State prosecutors argue that the state's law was not written with the express purpose of discriminating against blacks, but simply to bar felons from voting. Kaczynski says he's looking forward to presenting evidence showing just how the law does discriminate.
The question of how is what we'd have at a later evidentiary hearing, where experts and statistical information would be presented to the court.
Judge Richard Sankovitz issued a preliminary decision today, saying the case may be difficult, but he doesn't judge cases before the evidence is heard. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.